Let's get started here. Let's let the Liberty County School Board regular meeting Monday, May the 10th, 2021, 5:30 begin. We're gonna open with prayer and a pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Petty, pledge by Ms. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to come out tonight as we take care of school business. We pray, God, for wisdom and discernment from on high, Lord, to get the things done that we need to. We thank you, Lord, for your watch care provision, Lord, through COVID for our school district. Father, we give you the glory for that. Pray for continued safety for our students, our parents, our staff, and our county in general, Father. We pray for everybody to get over this stuff, Father, and we need your help. So, Lord, we pray right now that you'd help us, Lord, to Lord, speak with decorum, Father, as we go through tonight, and pray that we'd be honor you as we honor our students. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item number two, recognitions and presentation. Mr. Petty?
Yes, sir. We have some special guests that met with me a few weeks ago from By Right. Talked about, and I know I've mentioned this to all of y'all and our attorney, about the possibility of adding a drive-through. So I'm going to let whoever wants to speak, probably need to speak for the record at the microphone.
Yes, sir.
If whoever would like to speak, I know that y'all hadn't spoke with us together corporately. If y'all just kind of talk about what y'all talk about me, and then obviously we got that as an agenda item tonight. So, but if you don't mind coming here, because it's recording. So,
man said, I'm not doing this alone.
You can adjust that however you need to. It's on.
Most of you know I'm Lynn Walker's, been there forever. And, we're interested, and I'll introduce, this is one of our owners, Lyndon Scott, and our district manager, Ron Pickens, and we're interested in putting a drive-through. We discovered whenever COVID came and things were shut down that it made it very difficult to get medicine out to the people, and especially some of our elderly people are still kind of shut in, and we feel like a drive-through will help with that. As far as we want to kind of explain to you what we want to do, and I'm going to let Mr. Scott and Mr. Pickens talk to you a little bit more about that.
Okay. First of all, thank each one of you for allowing us to be here. And as Lynn explained, and I'd have to say she went to work for me out of school. We've been together for a long time. We'd like to put in a drive-in window. It's such a convenience, especially for our older people. And during this COVID pandemic, it really came on to us as how important it was. And basically, how it would affect the school board is we would ask that the driveway next to the building there, it would have to be reversed. It goes out that way now. It would have to be reversed and come this way. Of course, the one on this side could go back out the other way. And of course, any expense, we would take care of that. It would be no expense to the school board. And basically, I think all that would need to be done would be to restripe it and just to redirect the traffic. And that's basically what we're asking for, and we appreciate your consideration.
Yeah. In addition to the drive-through window, we've been looking at remodeling inside of that store as well and doing some things, and we just felt like, you know, we'd have a counter out, the counter would go right across with the drive-through window, make it real convenient for the customers, especially the older customers, like we said, with COVID-19. We've got a couple of our stores that don't have drive-throughs, and the curb service has been tough. I mean, we want to take care of the patients, but we don't want to put our employees in harm's way either. We feel like the drive-through would be the best of both worlds. So, like Mr. Scott said, any consideration, and we'll do. You know, we've got a plan, but, you know, whatever you guys come up with, we can work and, you know, work something out that I think would be convenient for all parties concerned. So we appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any questions you might have while we're here you might
want to ask? I always have questions. Lynn, Mr. Scott, and I'm assuming that you guys would take care of the surveying of the property. This would be a purchase of that property, correct?
We, whatever y'all decide, we were just asking to use that drive-through. But we have no problem with purchasing if y'all would like that. My assumption may be wrong, but I assume you probably wouldn't want to sell it. But if you do, oh, that'd be great for us to sell us 30-foot or something.
And I assume, like you said, we would have to, as long as, you know, I mean, and I'm looking at Kyle now, handicap spaces and, you know, the adequate to handle our staff here and what we need.
Excuse me. If you look, I know Lynn provided y'all a map. You got approximately about 11 feet between the paint where the parking lot is now and the building. Those parking spaces out there obviously are in one direction. They are really oversized parking spaces. We just had the church marked off for parking spaces, and you can do them shorter. If you look out there even now, the vehicles that are parked, there's probably 3 to 4 feet behind them. So you could make them smaller and possibly push that where you keep your traffic flow coming in at a steady rate. And, you know, during the day, you don't have a lot coming in. What I'm saying, like a regular business parking lot, obviously you got the employees and anybody that's utilizing adult school and our own employees, some park in the front, those that work that part of the office, the others work here. But the first thing we need to figure out is who owns that property.
Yes, sir.
So that would be, and they had talked about they would pay for a survey. You know, the overlays on the property appraiser's website by design say on there, they have that disclaimer that you know, this is just for looking at it purposes, but not, you know, hard lines. I know even on my property at my house, it's got an overlay where it says my boundaries is, and it's actually probably 3 or 4 feet off. So we need to verify, which would require a survey to figure out exactly where the property line is. Because right now you got about, it's like 11 foot, but their property line may come all the 11. We don't know. So that would probably be a first place to start, is to get a survey to see where the line is, and then we can kind of go from there to figure out what we can do.
And it's not just, make sure I'm not getting this wrong, it's not just behind your building, it's got to be to the side too, correct? Are we going to have to come out on the side
south
here?
South and east side.
Yeah, they're going to come in from Myers End and then circle back around to 20, correct?
We're trying to come in to where the driver's side is against the building.
Right.
That's okay, the yeah.
Come in on
yes.
the north side.
Okay. Yeah, you'll come in and swing back around.
And you come straight out and catch that.
Catch
that out back out to 20. Without having to circle around.
And so the motion on the floor tonight is to allow me the authority to go ahead and start talking with them and get that going and with y'all. And at the end of the day, I mean, they're going to need to pay for a survey. They're the one that's asking. So once the survey is done, then that will give us some idea. Now what do we need to decide on and work together on? I feel like this is a good thing. It's a win-win for us and for y'all. We get to help utilize maybe some of our property, or if we even own it, an opportunity to help the public. It's good for the community. And so that's our main thing. I spoke with Mr. Summers down there, and we have the ability to if it's the whole strip, we can lease it, we can sell it, we can do whatever. We can't give it away. So anyway, we could, but usually there's some nonprofit type stuff. You know, if you chose to do that, so all that would be discussed. But that we can't even start that phase until we have a survey. But that's the motion on the floor tonight, is to start that process of us talking and letting them know they got a green light to go ahead and start
doing it. Start going ahead and initiate a survey, and then y'all can let us know what your priorities are, whether you would like to lease it, sell it, or just let us drive across it.
Right.
Does Byright own that building?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're right beside it. Do they own that one too?
Yeah,
the doctor's office.
Mark.
The Pan Care is Mark's building, which was the old pharmacy, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions do y'all have any questions for us?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'll initiate the survey and hopefully we'll get it right to you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Not only older patients, the ones with babies and stuff, you don't want to invite them in the car.
He knows medium age patients. That's right.
Just don't know how old you are.
That's what I say, medium age. I hope you're medium. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. Next, item three, public comment. We didn't have any. Moving on along to item four, superintendent's report.
All right, I'll try to make this quick. Y'all have a copy of the superintendent report. I'll just kind of go over that. And you also have, Renee made y'all some copies of the executive orders in case you missed that. That came out, I think, a week ago. Governor DeSantis' executive orders. Commissioner Corcoran also made recommendations that masks be optional for all school districts in Florida for the 21-22 school year. And I put on there, that's worthy of review. I think everything like that we need to talk about and make sure that we're all on the same page. And this is different for all of us. And I was on the board when we started this back in August of 2020. So I like the fact that we work together and we all know what we're trying to do. But I have some recommendations based on that. Due to the fact, Liberty County Schools, we've been COVID-free for 6 weeks. Thank the good Lord for that. I have as an emergency item, and I waited till today to do that because I want to get through Friday to see what those numbers would look like. That is very significant. We've had other weeks where we've been COVID-free, but then it'd be one, it'd be two. But we've done extremely well. Right now, masks are in the bus and lunch line. That's kind of been where they've been more mandated. We do have instructors who still wear shields, masks around the students, but for the most part, the students don't have masks in the classroom. And it's impossible to social distance 6 foot in class. Classes were not set up for that. So what I'm going to ask y'all as an emergency item today is to make mask optional for staff and students for the remainder of the year, which is 4 weeks. The seniors will be gone probably after a couple of those weeks, so you'll have a few less students. But I think it'd be a wonderful time to get some data, see how we do the rest of the year. And then, next year, I put on there, we want to be as close to starting school as normal as possible next year. I think with the increased vaccinations, we're seeing it as a country. We're seeing the numbers come down. So, anyway, I'm going to ask y'all to do that. Also, and that'll be optional mask in all the buildings and transportation, anything that we, any areas of transport, buses and vans. Number two, kindergarten graduations next week. Hosford is on Tuesday the 18th at 7. Tollers will be Thursday the 20th at 6. Liberty County High School Baccalaureate is May 26th at 7 in the gym. And the high school graduation will be May 28th at 8 p.m. at the football field, weather permitting. So we'll be set up in the gym in case it rains. That's always our plan, too. ESSER monies, we kind of start getting some harder amounts on this. $1,129,773 is our ESSER II allotment from the federal government. I added some verbiage from last month's superintendent's report. They must be used in conjunction with COVID-affected programming. That's a very important part because a lot of people look and say, oh, y'all got $1 million, then y'all can do ABC. You cannot. We are very careful to make sure that we're not going to do any POs unless we know that PO is approved by the state, and that's sometimes time consuming, but we've started asking some of those questions ahead of time in preparation for that. If it does not relate to COVID and learning loss, you can't spend it. So you can't use it. You can't use it for new football helmets. You just can't use. So we're getting guidance as every day passes by on what you can and what you can't. We're looking at, and I think Gay may have come up with this name, the Finish Strong Summer Learning Program. I love it, so we're going with it. It's a great program. That's going to be our summer program. It'll be 4 days a week, about 4 hours a day. So anyway, just this afternoon, and I changed this. I had this that we were hoping to get this any day now. About $521,000 will be the initial payment for ESSER II money. We got the actual share file data today that said it was there. Sheila said it could be there in the morning, or available. Now, the way this does is we spend it and we get reimbursed for it with federal money. And the federal reimbursement, a couple days after you put it in?
4 days.
4 days.
4 days turnaround.
maximum 4 days, so we'll spend some of that out of general fund, and then within three or four days, you get that back. So that's the way that works. So one of the first things we're going to do is buy new devices, and this is an allowable expense for all the kids, for all the students. We're way, what, Lynn, 6-7 years from the last time we bought devices, or?
Yes, some of them are definitely 6 years old.
Yeah. So I want to thank Lynn and Jeannie. They're on top of this. They've already secured 1,300 laptops, 1,100. Sorry, 1,100. And so they're ready to ship. And so we got the PO today. Once we realized this money was now fixing to be dropped, we went ahead and done a PO. Now that is a daunting task for this summer, getting all of them inventory and ready with software and all that stuff. So. But I asked Lynn, I said, are you taking a summer vacation? She said, yes, I'm going to take one. So it's a big task. Once again, another busy summer like it was last summer, getting ready for school. But this would be something we won't have to do the following year like this. Number four, softball and baseball, district champs. First time in a long time. They've both been district champs. Well-played games. Softball team, the baseball team is done. But the softball team advanced. They won their game against Sneeds this past Thursday night, so they advanced to the regional final. They'll play Weewall tomorrow at 7 o'clock here at the softball field, so I want to encourage all y'all to come. And of course, those prices are mandated by the FHSAA, so it's either $7 or $8, I think. The winner goes to the Final Four in Claremont, which will be next Tuesday and Wednesday, so I hope we're down there. The JROTC at Liberty County High School placed first in arm regulation, color guard at a competition, and the Liberty County High School FFA back-to-back state champs in poultry judging. So if there's any questions about chickens, go see Tyler and them students. They'll tell you everything you need to know or didn't think you would want to know about chickens. Teacher appreciation was last week. Our community showed up. Incredibly, we had local businesses, Rex Lumber. I don't know who all there was. Biscuit, I know in Hospital one day it was all kind of biscuits and stuff. So everybody gained probably 5 pounds last week. But I appreciate our community showering with them with gifts and goodies. We had daily cash drawings up here at the district office, and then the final prize was sub for a day. So Jeff and I volunteered to sub for a day, and we're not scared to do that. Alfreda is going to get Jeff, and Christy Copeland, I'm going to sub her. Those are both Toller teachers, and so they have until 2024, which is the end of my first term, to cash it in. So anyway, so that's a great thing. On this past Friday, I want to thank Boo for coming. He met with at Hoster School. Senator Lorraine Ausley came by. She brought donuts for all the schools. And she visited every school. One thing, I shared with some of the principals this morning, I called them, the schools, the kids were well behaved, and I was sharing, as we went from class to class, you could hear the teaching going on. They didn't know we were outside the door. Them teachers were getting after it. I was so impressed. I was proud. Schools were clean. It was very impressive. She was very impressed. So it done my heart good. So I hope y'all let our people know how proud we are of them. They were absolutely getting after teaching, and that's what we want to do. We want to utilize all the time we have. Even though testing now is starting to kind of wrap up, I know Jason, you'd call me today. We want to keep teaching right on, even though some of that state mandated testing is behind. We want to keep utilizing. And now there's some field trips and stuff like that planned, you know, and these kids need to do some of those things, but we're not going to quit teaching, so that's a good thing. Number seven, barring a veto from the governor, which better not happen. I don't think it will. It's a real nonpartisan issue. We did get our $150,000. I know most of y'all knew that. That money should be available, I guess, in July. New market tax credits moving forward. Eric Davis talked to me last week. He wanted an additional narrative to support our future CTE plans at Liberty County High School. I got it to him within the hour that he asked for it. He said it was perfect. He is moving forward. Number nine, we had moved to, and I appreciate y'all accommodating, Pat McDaniel's retiring, and his retirement dinner was tomorrow, so that's why we moved the meeting to today. So thank y'all. But now that the softball team is playing tomorrow, I imagine most of us will be there. I'm going to be there calling the game. So anyway, so that's going on this week. There will be a legislative dinner for the board of directors, which means Jason Schoaf and Lorraine Austin will be there. I'm not sure if, I think they invite people from federal government as well, which would be Dr. Dunn, our representative in Congress. That's Wednesday night down in Appalachia on May the 12th. I'll be attending that on Wednesday night. And then on the following morning will be our PAC Board of Directors meeting at 9 o'clock in Appalachia. But I'm only going to those last two events. Awards Day at the high school will be Tuesday, May 25th at 9:30. If you've never been to a Liberty County High School Awards Day, it's a wonderful event. They do a wonderful job. And a lot of the senior awards are given just to save time at the graduation service. So y'all be sure if you got time to sit in on that, come do that. So lastly, thank you. I just can't thank y'all enough for your communication with me and guidance, and just appreciate your teamwork. And I'll answer any questions if anybody's got any. I'll address this because I only found out 30 minutes before the meeting. There's supposedly a gas shortage or something. So, do you have any updates on the? I asked Kevin a while ago. I said, how much fuel we got in the tanks out there?
We got about 6,000 gallons of diesel and about 3,000 gallons of gas, and we use about 2,500 per month on diesel. So we're good.
We'll get through this.
We'll use extra this month because of the fuel trip. So, but we've got plenty to last through this.
Okay. So there you have it. So that's a good thing.
Right.
We just got it fried.
Or do we need to keep a guard on it at night? Make sure the locks and tags and all that.
Just watch the FTP.
Keep power up to them so they have to.
Right. Well, just pray that we'll get over this. Any other questions?
Did he, when you talked with Eric, did he give any new dates or information on?
The only thing he said is that he starts shopping this around with, you know, and again, I'm still unclear exactly what that means, but to some of these financial institutions. And he said that there is a real lack of participation this year, which is a good thing. So he said, y'all gonna get it. Y'all gonna get it. And he said, it's just a matter of finding the right fit where you get the most amount of money and investor, banking institutions. So, he's optimistic that we may know something by the end of this year, which would be great. Which means we could have funding possibly the end of the year. You know, the other thing was being awarded it at the beginning of the next year, but he thinks it might could be completed this calendar year.
That's great.
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right, that's all. We're moving along to item number 5. Need a motion for additions or corrections to consent item 8B and board policy item 11B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Morris. Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve item 10A and B and add transportation on item B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda for May 10th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7. Need a motion to approve April 13th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for April 21, financial statement for April 21, budget amendments for April 21, and the budget numbers are 110-03, 420-05, 442-05, and bills and payrolls for April 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve addition and corrections. Approve May 10th, 2021 personnel consent table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers for May 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve updated sub list for May 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve the four-day summer work schedule for 12 months. Employees beginning June the 7th through July the 30th, 2021, from 7:30 to 5 with 30-minute lunch. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second? Mr. Flower?
Jason.
Singletary. And Ms. Jody?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve disposition of property. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody? Second. Mr. Jason?
Flowers.
Flowers, I can't hear way down there. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is number nine, item action item. Need a motion to approve membership in CaresNet through Ethic LLC to include these services, mentoring of administrators, funding, application support, unlimited Q&A by email or phone, amended support, research support, and advocacy with state and federal departments of education. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion?
I just got one question. Superintendent, on that, that's when I talked, the $3,500, did you find out what that was?
I did not.
Yeah, it was a different.
There was a.
I mean, it's lower. I just didn't. I didn't know if it was.
And I'm sorry, you did tell me that. Okay, so about what? How much it would cost us? Is it $3,500 or $3,000? One of the things says $3,500.
I think it's $3,000.
Their chart said $3,500 for the amount of students.
But the invoice says $3,000.
The invoice
is $3,000. I think she gives us.
Yeah, it said $599 or $199 less. I didn't know. Okay.
Sorry about that, Mr. Morgan.
No problem.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item nine, action items. Need a motion to approve membership in CaresNet through Ethic LLC to include these services. Managing of administrators, funding application, support, unlimited queue and answer by mail or phone. We done that.
Yeah, that's
already done.
B, I'm sorry. Item B then. Need a motion to approve the inter-direct private school service agreement between Calhoun County School District and Liberty County School District for school year 21-22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second? Mr. Singletary?
Flower.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C. Need a motion to approve participation resolution agreement between the Liberty County School Board and the Small School District Council Consortium to provide educational information, interpretation, and consultation on issues related to small and rural communities that is not independently available for the fiscal year 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, that usually comes out, in the fall? And we just, it just got bypassed. We were not the only district, I guess, with COVID and everything else going on. We were one of about 15 districts that had not paid their 2021 dues. So that's what that is. So we'll, after the new fiscal year, we'll probably in the fall, we'll get it for the next year.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve nomination of one school board member as liaison for the district and the Small School District Council Consortium for the 2021 fiscal year. Have a nominee?
I'm going to nominate Jason Singletary.
I'll second.
I'll second.
Mr. Singletary, you got a new job. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Me too.
Gotta be sharp, man, buddy.
And that Mr. Chair, that's another thing we do. We pay our dues and we nominate a liaison. So that should have been done last August, July or August. So that's why we're trying.
Before I was elected.
So what?
When you were elected.
You're almost done. Hey, you've already been through the legislative session.
What does it entail?
Mainly email communications. They do meet once a year. I think once a year in the summer at the FSBA joint conference with FADS. They get together and eat and talk. So it's very minimal stuff as far as time. But by their bylaws, if you're a member of the consortium, you have a representative on the consortium. Or for the council. Yeah, no, consortium.
All right, item E. Need a motion to approve hiring 3 ESY teachers for the following location. 1 at Toler, pre-K Bristol site, and at Hosford School. Pre-K ESE, ESY certified teachers. There was one position advertised. We have 4 pre-K teachers that are going to equal split the position. Alicia Bass, Whitney Holcomb, Annette Egan, Carla Bramlett. Work at Liberty Early Learning Center, Bristol site. Students are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30, from June the 14th through June the 24th, and July the 12th through the 22nd. Teachers will start June the 9th and end the 26th to include 2 pre-planning days and 1 post-planning day. Teacher hours are 8 to 1. Each will work a total of 28 hours. ESE, ESY certified teachers, there were 2 positions advertised. Students are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30, from June the 14th through the 24th, and July the 12th through the 22nd. Teachers will start June the 9th and end July the 26th to include 2 pre-planning days and 1 post-planning day. Teacher hours are 8 to 1, June the 10th, June 10 days, and July 9 days. Christy Hernandez is recommended for W.R. Toler, ESE, ESY certified teacher position. And Katie O'Brien is recommended for Hosford ESE teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item F. Need a motion to approve hiring 1 ESY paraprofessional. ESE, ESY paraprofessional. There was 1 position advertised. Students are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30, from June the 14th to the 24th, and July the 12th through the 22nd. Paraprofessional will start June the 10th and end July the 22nd to include 1 pre-planning day. Paraprofessional hours are 8 to 1, June 9 days, July 8 days. Sylvia Gaze is recommended for Hosford School, ESE, ESY, paraprofessional position. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item G. Need a motion approving hiring 2 summer reading teachers. Advertised for 2 third grade summer reading camp certified teacher position. Students are June the 14th, July 27th, observing holiday on July the 15th. Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30 for students. Teachers will start June the 9th and end July the 26th to include 2 planning days and 1 post-planning day. Teacher hours from 8 to 1. June the 13th and July the 13th. Have a motion? Oh, Mary Lynn Harvey recommended for Hosford, and Misty Sizemore recommended for W.R. Toler. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item H. Need a motion to approve hiring 8 certified teachers for the summer recovery program. Summer recovery certified teachers recommended students are June the 14th through July the 27th, observing holidays on July the 5th, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30 for students. Teachers will start June the 9th and end July the 26th. to include two pre-planting days and one post-planting day. Teacher's hours are 8 to 1, and June 13 days, July 13 days. Have a motion?
Motion.
Oh, got some on the back, huh? All position advertised were not filled, so we opened the advertisement back up for an additional 5 days. We wanted to go ahead and hire the teachers. We did have Kayla Finney, Sammy Owens, Casey Vickers, Lisa O'Brien, Jessica Petty, and Mandy Fowler. Summer Recovery Certified Teacher, Substitute Jessica Edwards and Christy Glad. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item I. Need a motion to approve the grant superintendent authority to enter into negotiation with Buyright Drugs to create a drive-thru behind the pharmacy. Final proposal will need school board approval. Have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Motion, Singletary, second, Flowers. Any discussion?
Mr. Petty, to my understanding, you already have the authority to do this, but I appreciate you asking to grant you approval on it.
Yeah.
Because you've already got it, but I really do appreciate you putting this on here.
Well, and I had mentioned to y'all individually, one of the main reasons is in my 18 years on the board, and maybe even Doobie, he's the senior board member, and James has been here almost as long. I don't know that we've ever sold property.
Right.
Ever, that I remember. And probably in the last many years. I don't know. You know, we bought property. We bought the where Adult Ed is. But that's just another thing. I feel like the board's ultimately going to have to do that. So I wanted to kind of let this be the first step. If y'all didn't feel good about it, then I don't do it. But just to give y'all some extra. And I appreciate that. But I wanted to make sure y'all felt good about it before we even started the conversation. Not to waste their time at all. You know.
Thank you.
Well, could we talk about leasing it or?
Everything's on the table.
Okay.
Yeah. We can lease.
Because I know if we try to sell it, you remember how Teloge School was. We had a time with that.
Which is always an issue.
Yes.
We can lease it. We can sell it. We can do whatever we want. The first thing
right.
I do is figure out where the line is. And so then, at that point, then you know what to talk about. So not until that. But yeah, we can do whatever the board wants to do. I'll go back to the table with them.
All right, in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item 10, emergency item A. Need a motion to approve superintendent expenditures of FADS conference held May the 5th through the 6th, 2021 in Gainesville, Florida. Motion?
Move.
Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Ms. Jody, you learned something about them gators?
couple things. We should have done this or needed. We try to do these things ahead of time, but I didn't know until after our April meeting that we were meeting in person. We've Zoomed the entire time. I think Jody and y'all, FSBA's actually had some in-person meetings. We have not, dating back to November. So this was actually made aware to me after our April meeting. And so Renee was able to get a room, but we had to get a different room the day of. They had something happened with the water at the hotel, so it added a little bit. But they gave us, I had breakfast at the hotel, and they had meals provided for us, so there were no it was just the hotel. Took the county van, and we didn't have any, I didn't do any meal reimbursement, so just the hotel.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B, need a motion to approve updating the 2021 back to school plan A, to make masks optional for students and staff, and to discontinue temperature checks at all buildings and transportation. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 11, board policy item. Item A, need a motion to approve second reading of Florida Special Updated COVID Disease, March 2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Joe, to have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to addition corrections to approve second reading of Florida Volume 20, Number 2, Policy Update. Have a motion?
Move.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve second reading of Florida Volume 20, Number 2, Tobacco Policy Update. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve second reading of Florida Volume 21, Number 1, Update. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item E, need a motion to approve second reading of Special Update Edgar 2.0, 2020, November 2020, Edgar 2.0, Policy Update. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is board item concerning Mr. Flowers.
But on our updating our policy, when is that going to be effective on the mask and stuff? This week?
In the morning?
In the morning?
Okay. As soon as we leave here, I'm on. Since we told there, Mr. Eric, so I'm sure I can tell he's devastated. No, I would go ahead and say effective tomorrow.
Okay. Let him do. And maybe I'll think of what else I was going to talk about.
Ms. Jody?
First off, I want to say congratulations to Liberty County completely. I mean, my goodness, someone stopped me in the grocery store the other day and said, you know, just they're so proud right now. We are just knocking the walls down on everything in sports and FFA. And I want to tell the kids and the coaches congratulations.
Yes,
very
ma'am.
Proud of them. Very proud to be a Liberty County Bulldog.
Amen.
And a Panther. Question, the fence at the high school where the palm tree fell down on it, are we waiting on somebody to the city maybe? I didn't know if that was a city problem or.
Mr. Darrell Johnson takes care of the fencing. We've told him, so I don't know where it's at.
Okay.
I'll check. I'll make sure.
Okay. I
know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing, and I've mentioned this to you, Kyle, and I just want to publicly and you know talk to you again too about it. The gates to the retention pond. It is imperative that they stay closed. You know, I've personally been involved in companies being sued. You know, it takes one child to get in there, even if it's knee-deep, to drown. And we're in deep trouble. So just reiterate that again and make sure those gates are closed.
Yes, ma'am.
Question, will we be able to retain any inmates, correctional inmates, this summer to help with
They closed the work camp.
My conversation now moves to the sheriff's work crew,
okay.
Which will be more of a fluid group on Fridays. But we will not, you know, I think we've been real committed to leaving Fridays open for those kind of cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I hope to utilize their workforce. So
okay.
We'll be meeting with that. But it doesn't appear DOC is going to be able to help us.
Okay. Okay, I just wonder, and I know we did some at Hossford, and I know there's probably more.
We're really banking on that for the summer.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Their hands are tied, just staffing issues. So.
Okay, that's it. That's all I got.
I'm okay right now. Jason?
I would like to thank the staff, students, and parents for working hard to keep our schools COVID-free for the last 6 weeks where we've been do away with the mask. Everything else has already been hit on. I'm good.
Boo?
Of course, I'm with everybody else here thanking the teachers and staff. And last week was, I enjoyed last week with the teachers. I seen a lot of smiles on a lot of teachers' faces and lunchroom workers and everybody that's in their administration too. But I seen some smiles too on some baseball and softball players. And I got Baseball, yeah, they did lose out the other night, but they put together a really good year. You got to give baseball a shout out there. They went a long way. If I remember correctly, softball and baseball have only won a district championship. Go all the way back to 2012. I think it was the last time boys and girls won in the same year. Softball, they're doing great right now. I hope we can keep on the same channel as they are right now. I just, all the effort they put into, that's extracurricular and all for the coaches and for the players and everything. And to keep this 6 weeks right in the mainstream, COVID-free, a lot of people can't do that. So you've got to look and see our staff and administration have got to be doing something right to keep us 6 weeks free, when every time you turn around where I work at or go somewhere, everybody's got it. And I hope we can finish that strong and keep going into next year through the summer and everything, and just knock this out of the park.
That's right.
That's all I got right now.
Mr. Flowers, you come up with anything else?
No, I think
need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Ms. Jody, meet the adjourn.
Thank y'all.
Too late, hold.